Today, the sale of recreational marijuana begins in Washington state, 2 years after voters approved a measure legalizing it, 6 months after Colorado became the first state in the nation to legalize recreational sales. In Washington state so far, 24 sellers have licenses. Only a few are ready to open. We'll talk about the marijuana shortage in a couple of minutes. But first, the only licensed seller in Seattle is Cannabis City. Manager Amber McGowan joins us. And Amber, we know you're not opening till noon Pacific time, but people have been lining up.
Yes, that is correct.
And so what are you doing at this moment to get ready?
Currently, we just got done counting all of our inventory that arrived at 6:30 this morning.
So. Because all the licenses went out just yesterday. This has all just been legalized. How does it work? We know there are also licensed growers. The marijuana is barcoded, we understand. How does it work?
Yeah, so there are licensed growers. There are also another tier of people that produce it. And then there's the retailers. And so we order directly from the producer processors, and they deliver and ship directly to the retailers, and that is how we get our inventory.
And it's all, this is not your grandmother's marijuana sale. There's software and everything to take all this information, this barcoded information in.
There is a system that is called BioTrack that was contracted by the Liquor Control Board to have the traceability capabilities that we needed for this environment.
Well, so what are your concerns going into this day? What lessons do you feel Washington can learn from Colorado?
I don't really know of anything different that we could really learn from Colorado. I do definitely support the strict protocol that Washington has in place. It does make our lives a little bit easier and safer in the long run.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because in Colorado, one result was that usage among kids spiked. And this happened actually after medical marijuana was legalized, and kids thought, well, it's medicine, it's okay. So is that what you're talking about? Are you prepared to card people and act like a liquor store?
Yes, we are. The employees that we have are required to card every person that comes through the door and turn away anyone who does wander in that is under the age of 21.
Yeah. But as you know, parts of your state, Washington State, have cities that have banned this, even with it being legalized. There have been protests. People worried not just about kids, but about adults driving under the influence. Are you worried?
There definitely is a worry that that may happen. You know, we can just, as a business, advise everyone that comes through our door of the laws and that they're not supposed to use while driving. You know, unfortunately, the human race does have free will and they do as they please sometimes.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, this day has come. What do you think the positive results will be of this and legalization?
The positive results really will be taking the stigma that we have in place upon cannabis away is really what we need to focus on, and also the revenue that it will hopefully turn around and go into our communities.
Do you worry because of the taxes and because of the shortage that you're going to lose out in the long run to the illegal marijuana market, which we know continued in Colorado as well?
You know, there's definitely a possibility of that. I feel that everything is inevitable. You know, we can only, as an industry, put it on the market for as inexpensive as we can possibly create it. So there is possibility of losing out, but hopefully the business will thrive and it will help everyone in the long run.
Well, and it sounds like you're in no danger of losing out today. Tell us about the people who are queued up on the streets.
Yeah, so we do have, you know, a line forming as the sun rose. We did have actually a few campers last night that were here at 3 p.m. yesterday with us, and they stuck it out all the way through this morning, and then the line is, you know, slowly increasing as the hour grows near.
Amber McGowan, manager of Cannabis City. They open today, the first shop in Seattle to begin legally selling recreational marijuana. Amber, thanks for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.